think, based on what you've seen so far, what do you think about T.J. Yates and his impact on their defense?
Yeah, he's he came in obviously late in the season. He's a very bright guy. Let me finish about TJ. Okay. Since I was on that track. Yeah. Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, right? Animal House. That's an Animal House reference. TJ Yates, he came in late in the year, and he's done a good job for us. I know it's been tough. I think the Jacksonville defense is a great defense, and to come in there for your first start, that's not easy. And I know he'll get better. TJ Watt, great player. I mean, not to anybody's surprise. Plays the game very aggressively, has great instincts. Very difficult to run certain plays to his side. He's got obviously great length and plays the game 100 miles an hour, which I know is not a shock to anybody in Houston. Those backyard football games must have been unbelievable, in the Watt household. So, he's going to be a tough matchup. You got Bud Dupree on the other side. You got Tuitt, Hayward on the inside, Hargrave. I mean, it's a big challenge for us.
Your thoughts on DeAndre and Jadeveon named starters in the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, they deserve it. Those guys have played well this year. They've shown up every week and played very hard, played very productively, and to be recognized as one of the best players at your position in the NFL is a big deal. Congratulations to them. It's a great honor for them.
How did it feel to tell David Questenberry that he was making?
It was pretty cool, Sarah. Yeah, we did it. I think Rick called him yesterday, and then today in the team meeting. I usually go over the roster, changes and things like that, and we announced that he was up on a 53, and he got an ovation. So it was very cool.
Do you think he could play in the,
yes,
in the game?
Yeah, he will play in the game. Yep.
How special is it for you to have him out in the situation and will play as well?
It's incredible. I mean, you think about what he's come back from. I mean, we've been here the whole time. I can remember every step of the way. Not as well as him, obviously, and not as well as Cap. But, just relative to coaching, I can remember that spring when he just didn't look great, and Cap, saw something that wasn't right. And he went right over to the doctors, MD Anderson, obviously. And, the guy, I mean, to overcome what he's overcome, to be able to step back onto the field in an NFL football game is an incredible accomplishment for him. And I know for him, he's such a driven guy. He really wants to go out there and play well. He doesn't want to just show up and, yeah, thank you. This isn't a pat on the back. This is a roster move. He's gotten better every week this week on the practice squad, and we think he can help us.
Do you expect TJ to start against the Steelers?
Say that again.
Do you expect TJ to start against the Pittsburgh?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yep. TJ will be the starter.
With just being one game left, do you think that Tom would play again this season?
Or I think it's I'm not ready to say no, but I think he's a ways off, Aaron.
Will you play Quisenberry at guard or use him as extra?
I'm not going to – I wouldn't go down that road with you.
What about Davenport?
He'll play, and he's a tackle.
Is he going to play left tackle?
I don't know.
Is Allen out?
Who?
Allen.
Jeff? Don't know yet.
How much does it change their offense without Antonio Brown?
It's hard to – to quantify that. I mean, he's such a great player. And to me, they have other great players. I mean, you go through their film, obviously Ben Roethlisberger, Hall of Fame quarterback, great player, Le'Veon Bell, Martavis Bryant, Juju Schuster, Jesse James, offensive line's real good. So, do they have guys that can make up for the loss of Antonio Brown? Yes. They're a very explosive team, but, he's a great player. There's no doubt about it.
Seemed like he was more sure-handed earlier
in the season. Yeah, I think, he's come up with some big plays for us. He's been a little bit up and down the last couple games. He's very hard on himself, really just want him to go out there and kind of just take a deep breath and play. He knows how to play. He's a very smart player. He's a good player. And I think he'll play well this week.
When Shazier went down and got a lot of attention, as a head coach, did you address that at all? Your team, did you worry that guys may see that and wonder if they could be next?
I didn't address that. I we talk about proper tackling technique all the time. Not to say that he wasn't in great technique on that. Just overall, trying to eliminate your head from the tackle as best you can, which is very, very difficult to do. Obviously, very difficult to do, keeping your head up and things like that. And we do. Mike Vrabel is very close to Ryan Shazier. Braxton Miller, college teammate, very close to him. So we were able to stay up to date on that. And you know, it's just a terrible thing. And you know, knowing him, having coached against him in the NFL and at Penn State, you know, I know he's working real hard to try to get back.
Nance was played off of one snap last year at center. Is he a better center than guard?
That's hard to say, John. I mean, I think that he brings qualities to both positions. He might be a little bit more comfortable at center, maybe, but it's not to say that he's better at one position than the other.
Bill, I know you did one more thing on David. When they did the standing ovation, I guess that didn't happen very often. How emotional was that?
It was. They clapped. I don't want to make it sound like it was more. Yeah, they clapped loud. But I mean, you know, it was cool. It was to be in that room and to know, especially all of us that have been with him, you know, since he was diagnosed with that horrible disease. You know, it's just it's very, very cool moment.
You look at Julian Davenport and some of the progress he's made. What do you like about him? What do you think the upside's like?
Yep. I think he's got tremendous upside, which is a very dangerous word, you know, because you have to fulfill that potential. But I think he's got a good work ethic. He's a very serious guy. He takes the game very seriously. I know he's going to work hard in the weight room. He works very hard to prepare. The veteran players help him a lot. You know, Chris Clark, Breno, those guys have really helped him. Derek Newton, you know, watches tape with him quite a bit. So, you know, I think that helps him. And I do think he can be a good player. You know, a lot of it's going to be determined by, you know, how good of an offseason he has and, you know, how hard he works.
The issues you guys have had this year, injuries and the record, how easy do you believe, not easy, but practical is it for you guys to turn this around next year and get back to contending for a division, being a playoff team with the talent you have, especially knowing you'll get Deshaun back and getting some of these key guys healed up?
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you, Brian, like, I totally understand the question, but that's probably more of a postseason training camp question. Every year's different. Every year's different. Every year's completely different from the previous year. It doesn't matter what players are back. There'll be new players here next year. There's a draft. You know, obviously there's free agency. There's different things that may happen between now and next year. Next year is so far off. Our only focus is really on this Pittsburgh game. Because if we're not focused on Pittsburgh as an organization and as a team, then we got a problem. You know, we're not going to be in good shape on Monday, Christmas Day, because they're a great team. So next year, that's not really even something that's entered anybody's mind, especially mine.
What does it mean to you 2 weeks in a row, your court Watson's come out and supported you?
You know, John, I don't really know how to answer that question. I appreciate all the support that anybody, you know, you know, that's just the way I think any of us are. You know, people support you. It's a nice thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we've got to focus on Pittsburgh, and that's what we're trying to do.
With Jadeveon Clowney, two Pro Bowls and two healthy seasons, he said, I think it was last week, that he still thinks he can get better. What else, so far as you see it, can Clowney improve?
Yeah, there's a lot. No, he's right. I mean, you know, look, he's a dynamic, explosive player. Plays the game very hard. You know, there's probably a lot of things he can do in the off season to help him, you know, especially like during this time of the year, December, you know, heading into January. I think those types of things are where he can improve. There's always things that we can improve upon relative to pass rush or, you know, taking on a running game or working in a weight room or conditioning or whatever it is. That's for any player. So I think he's right about that. And that's probably what will help him in his career, that he has that type of attitude.
Pass rusher, sacks and quarterback hits, those are kind of the glamour stats. But can you just speak to the importance of, so far as you see it, run stopping?
Yeah.
How would you compare those two disciplines for a guy in his position?
Yeah, he's great at that. I mean, he can stop the run. He's got great instincts. He you know, some of the ways we move him around, he ends up in the backfield quite a bit because of his athletic ability, his explosion. You know, I'm not sure what his TFLs are this year, but I know they're up there. I mean, he's had a bunch of tackles behind the line of scrimmage. He had the same thing last year. So, yeah, no, that's a big part of what he does.
Last